Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sins. We pray that you would behold us according to your boundless mercy. Bless us with true faith in the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in us which has been inherited from Adam and which we have committed since would be drowned and die. Grant that we be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of Christian church, being separated from the multitude of the unbelieving, serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, we would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I ask you, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, that he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, that he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
hear us.
Paschal Lamb who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world,
have mercy on us.
Who was crucified for our transgressions, raised for our justification,
have mercy on us.
Who foretold your passion, saying the Son of Man must be crucified and on the third day rise again,
have mercy on us.
Who destroyed death by dying and by rising to life again brought life and immortality to light,
have mercy on us.
Whose resurrection was first announced by an angel to the women,
have mercy on us.
Who appeared to Mary Magdalene and was worshipped by her,
have mercy on us.
Who revealed yourself to the two disciples on the Emmaus Road and made yourself known to them in the Scriptures and in the breaking of the bread,
have mercy on us.
Who appeared to the disciples, bestowing on them your peace and your spirit,
have mercy on us.
Who showed your wounded hands and side to the Apostle Thomas that he too would believe,
have mercy on us.
Who appeared to 7 disciples on the Sea of Tiberias, bringing a miraculous catch of fish,
have mercy on us.
Who appeared to Peter and to the 12, to over 500 disciples, to James and all the apostles, and to Paul on the Damascus Road,
have mercy on us.
Who commissioned your church to make disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching them,
have mercy on us.
By your glorious resurrection from the dead,
good Lord, deliver us.
By your victory over sin and death,
good Lord, deliver us.
By the majesty of your risen body,
good Lord, deliver us.
We poor sinners implore you,
hear us, Lord Jesus,
that we may daily die and rise with you in our baptism and walk in the freedom of your forgiveness.
Grant us, good Lord,
that we may set our minds on things above and not on earthly things, serving as we have been served by you.
Grant us, good Lord,
that we may dwell with you forever in the new creation as citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem, together with all the saints.
Grant us, good Lord.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy on us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy on us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
The Holy Evangelist, St. Mark. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said amongst themselves, "Who will roll the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. Entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you." So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were very afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you. Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated.
There is one word that is spoken, even though it is not recorded, it is spoken. By the prophets. It is even spoken by our Lord Jesus. And in a roundabout way, it is even spoken by Saul at his conversion.
Here am I. Here am I. God, through his prophets, called Noah. And though, as I say, it is not recorded, that is his reply. Here I am. God calls Abraham through his prophet and says, here I am. His own son calls him, wondering what is going to be done with this phantom sacrifice. And he says, here I am, my son. The angel calls upon him from heaven and says, here I am. The great cry for over 400 years from Israel, finally the time is fulfilled when God sends Moses. But he's curious at looking at the bush that is burning but is not consumed. And God calls him from the bush and Moses says, here I am. Smoke fills the temple. It begins to shake. The train is throughout, which I like to think is angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. And Isaiah sees it and is in big trouble. But recall, the angel of the Lord takes a live coal from the altar of incense with tongs and sears his lips to sanctify, meaning that what he will speak is now the word of the Lord. And God asks in his economic council, who will go for us? And he says, here I am. Again in chapter 18, Isaiah says, again, here am I and the children you have given me. I suspect this is what John the Baptizer thought when he comes inches away from prenatal Jesus, yet inside of his mother's womb, and leaps for joy. Here am I. It certainly is that which is given by our Lord as well, as he stretches out his hands. Here am I. It is starkly absent from Adam. The Lord walks in the cool of the day. I believe sincerely that for 40 days and 40 nights, Satan tempted Jesus. Not at the end. And that only three times. Having said that, I believe that God repeatedly called Adam. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And no, here I am. But hiding. I believe that statement is a statement of profession of the office of the holy ministry. The very office that Adam should have taken but refused and discarded. but that which Abraham takes up. Here I am. And Noah, and Moses, and Isaiah, and all the rest. Ezekiel, Zephaniah, Job. But that is not really what our vigil is. Instead, it is yet a confession of baptism. The deluge of the earth, the deluge of Pharaoh and his hosts, the deluge of blessings through Isaiah, Zephaniah, and Ezekiel is all baptismal language. Though if you were baptized as little children, you could not speak it, yet I suspect it was still recorded in the annals of heaven. Here am I. Such is said at one's confirmation, when young men and women swear on the name of their God Creator that they would never forsake the faith, but would rather die. They would never be like Adam, but instead Noah, the fathers, the prophets, the apostles. As we vigilantly wait for the glorious dawn and the rising of our Creator, in your homes this evening, may your hearts and minds be echoing as you hear the call, "Who will come? Here am I." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We stand for prayer.
O Lord God, Heavenly Father, who did enlighten this most holy night with the glory of our Lord's resurrection, preserve in all your people the spirit of adoption which you have given, so that renewed in body and soul, we would perform to you pure service. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
May be seated. Stand for the communion preface.
Thank you.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven, and for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh, to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me."
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Take the Lord's Supper together for you. Take the Lord's Supper. This is body and blood strength, and I preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Part of peace.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat the body of Jesus given for you.
Take and drink.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free.
Amen.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you.
Take and drink, true blood of Christ.
Take and eat. This is the body of Jesus given for you.
The true blood of Christ.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for you.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for you.
Take and drink the true blood of
Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for you.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
You are free.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Let us pray. When I awake, I am still with thee. Alleluia. You have laid your hand upon me. Alleluia. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my downsitting and my uprising. Alleluia. Alleluia. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that, of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith to you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
The Lord make his face to
shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his countenance and give you peace.